Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Niearhas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Saul Roggoven. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Saul Roggoven. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lemon, and towards Boone, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby takes first base on ball four. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lemon. Busby moves to second. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas takes first base on ball four. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Niarha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan strikes out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baker moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. Hegan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Coleman out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Busby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Niearhas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carrasquel. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Carrasquel steals second. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan is 0-for-1 in the game. Raghavan takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Niearhas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Raghavan takes first base on ball 4. Carrasquel moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCuskey. The throw from Niarhas and he is safe. McCuskey steals second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCuskey moves to third. Boone moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Niarhas and he is safe. Avila steals second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 3 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Busby takes first base on ball 4. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Gus Niearhas. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Massey now catching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Raghavan hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Carrasquel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Fox reaches second base with a double. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Zarilla bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson is walked intentionally. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 4 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Busby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simpson. Busby reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 4 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Simpson reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Snuffy Sternweiss pinch runs for Luke Easter. Early Win pinch hits for Bob Kennedy. Early Win is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Win hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Simpson moves to third. Sternweiss moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Doug Hansen pinch runs for Early Win. Paul Lehner pinch hits for Ray Boone. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.